What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
David Ferguson is here, and we have breaking news over which I'm going to drop an F-bomb.
All right.
Katie Fang has just tweeted, breaking: New York appellate court reduces Trump's bond to $175 million in the New York AG civil fraud case if he wants to stay execution of the New York AG's judgment. I just am digesting this now, David, but... Mm-hmm. It appears from the reaction so far, once again, it is special treatment.
It is.
Yeah, go ahead.
The punchline here, I think, is that he's not even going to have that much.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're pantsing him.
But that was the other thing, is we were talking about with Glenn Kirshner, David, Friday, is that, you know, he could have done a lot of different things up until now. He could have gotten a bunch of smaller ones, which I think Tish James had said he could have. You don't have to get the whole bond from one place. And so I think he just always assumes he's going to get away with it, and I guess with good cause, because here we go. We're like, we were talking about how many families was it, Jody, that Steve Mnuchin, I think Tom Hartman was talking about this, seized their assets and their homes and threw them out in the foreclosure. You know what I mean? It's like average Americans, they come get your when you can't pay a judgment. You know, it's just, he just seems to, this is, Tristan Snell, who was supposed to be here today. He's mad as a hornet. They cut him slack again. I'm just looking, David, at the initial Twitter reaction.
I'm reading the New York Times article on it. Trump has 10 days to obtain the bond, and two people with knowledge of his finances said he should be able to secure it by then.
Oh, my God. The other thing is, this was already a 30-day delay.
Yeah.
That's what expired today. Mm-hmm. Like, none of the rest of us get these kind of special breaks. And you know, I honestly, for the life of me, David, I don't know what... Are they all just scared of him? What do you think is...
I might get these kind of breaks. I'm kind of cute. So. I don't know. I mean, we would all be under the jail by now. Mm-hmm. If President Obama had done even... I mean, that's... Of course, I told Bob like 2 years ago, I was like, that is the most fruitless game of all, and the one that will make you just want to stick your head in the oven, you know, is to be, if Obama had done this, the Republicans would have just, I mean, oh my God.
Yeah. It would, you would think the world was going to spin off his axis when he wore a tan suit. I mean, I'm still digesting this, but I guess that's the thing, David, is we've gotten to a point where we'll take any kind of justice. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I guess at least he's being held to some account. I think in all the news coverage, I was saying to someone this weekend, you kind of forget, he's already had to pay E. Jean Carroll the first defamation, you know, amount. So, you know, for all the people going, he'll never pay a penny, he'll get away with everything, It is frustrating, but you know, it's you kind of go, okay, but at least Tish James is the first one that's actually held him to account. I have no clue, particularly this judge who's getting death threats, why he would cut Trump any slack, I don't know.
It was an appellate judge.
Oh, it was an appellate, okay. Yeah. I don't.
I
had to learn judge mandamus cutting. Last week. I don't understand legal
it was
stuff.
A five-judge panel.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I have a headache in my eye.
I don't think Bonnie will go soft on him at all. I think she is determined, like we said earlier, to bring the train into the station with the maximum penalty and the full weight of the law. Because, but you're right. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, we have to count on that, like, Judge Cannon steps over the line and we, you know, gets thrown out and we get a real judge. Because then that freight train's coming really fast. Because that is a, you know, as everybody says, that is a slam dunk, the documents case. But it's just, it is so I mean, it's just bewildering, isn't it, David? The amount of breaks that this guy has got. This guy was born with a lucky horseshoe up his ass. I mean, he's had a lifetime of crime. And it just, Michael Moore said that last week, is as dumb as he is in some ways, he's been really smart in getting away with, in the execution of his evil, I guess.
But kind of in a reptilian way, you right. know, I mean, he's canny. He's not right. smart, but he's got a self-preservation instinct to match, like, I mean, but yeah. it's, God, but, I hate to go to astrology in front of people, but he's an evil Gemini. He's like Newt Gingrich.
Oh,
Coffee,
been there, been there, dated that.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say it because I myself am a Gemini.
Yeah,
but you know, my birthday is like a couple days after Stevie Nicks, so I'm like, I feel like I'm in good yeah. territory.
Yeah,
but like an evil Gemini, you know, remember how Gaddafi? It was like it was almost impossible until finally he just ran out of tricks.
Yeah, Chris's numerologist says that astrology is bull.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, doesn't he?
Sure.
Your numerologist?
Yes.
Your life coach told you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Life coach. You know how much yeah. I love life coaches.
I need a life coach, but I kind of need it to be like the lesbian gym teacher with the whistle. Like, I mean, not just like someone who's like, let's look at your assets. And no, I need someone to like blow us on the leak.
Yeah.
You know, because that's really the only thing I respond to in the end. I'm so lazy.
Quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Donald Trump intentionally called for violence on January 6th. He's poised to do it again. Joe Walsh, our buddy, our pal, said now he has a much longer leeway to prepare his base of the base of his for a hostile takeover. I mean, you know... And you realize, you know, this latest Ron McDaniel thing, David, you realize how the media has helped us get here, has normalized this, all of it, this just outright breathtaking criminality.
And it's weird because it seems like they get amnesia. Because do you remember when, Fuentes, the little closeted Nazi,
Nick Fuentes,
the Catholic kid, went to dinner at Mar-a-Lago with Kanye West.
Right.
And I remember Jake Sherman from Politico was just like, running in place, he was so angry. He was just on TV like, I don't know, I just can't even, what do I even do with this? And it's like, and then it like, you know, moves away from that and back to trashing like black people, women, and gays.
Yeah.
And they just go back into like both sides mode immediately.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do you not understand that we're all on the same train as far as those guys are concerned?
Yeah.
You know?
You want to talk about your Georgia homegirl, Marjorie Taylor Greene? Which is let's go
she's
back
like
to happier
blushed.
Things, and that is the complete implosion of the Republican Party. So she made a motion to vacate Friday, Speaker Johnson. Jody and I were saying I think we're getting to be like this close to a Speaker Jeffries because
we're one like carpool accident away from Speaker Jeffries at this point. Like I just feel like but by all means, Marjorie.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Well, and she said this is just it's not a motion yet, but it's a warning. I mean, you were talking about bullies earlier. She's just a bully, right? It's just
she is really like constitutionally just mean as the F word. I mean, just mean, and angry all the time. And she's got like hundreds of millions of dollars in the bank from her first husband's company.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, she is rolling in money.
Yeah.
And this just became like what she decided to do with her life.
God, I, you
when
know,
she got bored with owning a CrossFit gym and having sex with her life coach.
she was not feeding the right wolf, Chris. She fed the wrong wolf.
Uh-huh. Yeah, May 28th also, that's her birthday. She's another evil Gemini, and I hate that. I'm like, you're not allowed in here with me and Stevie Nicks and Lenny Kravitz. Get out. You know, like,
not to overshare, but my long-term ex was a Gemini. That's why I had to go to a plastic surgeon to fix my nose. That's not important now, David. Here's my point. no, but we'll find out in November too. Are you the Georgia of Raphael Warnock and forgetting your other senator, blanking for a second.
John Ossoff?
John Ossoff, or whether you're the Georgia of Marjorie Taylor Greene, right? I mean,
well,
it's
honestly,
so
divergent.
It depends
divergent.
On
where you're parked.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I live in a college town, Athens, Georgia, an hour north of Atlanta. It's this little liberal enclave of Black Lives Matter signs and people who, would rather set themselves on fire than let Moms for Liberty into our library.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
we are surrounded by counties that are wildly pro-Trump, and there are red and blue states.
I presume you will be at Atlanta Sexy Liberal. We are getting a well-built gay man in a thong in every city to be like the card boy for when I introduce people. So I'm sure that you will do that for us in Atlanta, won't you? You will come out with
really
a card.
I really got to get that trainer.
Kevin and DC.
No, I told you before, I'm the anti-Chris Lavoie. If I was going to do a strip show, they'd be like chanting, like, put it on, and throwing money at me.
Kevin in DC. Hi, Kev. You're on with David Ferguson.
Good morning, everybody. Hi, Mr. Ferguson. Welcome back, Jody. And I just have my emotions split in two. I was calling about Ronald McDonald or Rona McDaniel, whatever that silly woman is that NBC hired. Mm-hmm. I just a few minutes ago saw the clip where, of all people, Uptoe Chuck or Chuck Uptoe expressed dismay. Expressed dismay at her being hired. Now, when you go too far for Chuck.
When you've offended Chuck Todd's journalistic instincts, something has happened.
Yes.
It's like you made the wallpaper mad at that point.
Something's got to be did.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, Karen in Nashville works for Chubb.
What?
Okay, come on, Karen. That is just funny. That's our Chubb song.
Now, I don't work for Chubb, but they're one of the sureties that I do write for. So okay. I just want to be the Stephanie Miller Show's official surety bond girl.
Okay,
so,
fantastic.
I've been working in bonds for over 25 years. So,
well, because we live in the most hilarious timeline, of course, the name of the company that covered Trump for the rape trial is named Chubb.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. So, good luck with getting a bond.
Yeah. Well, you saw that you've heard the breaking news, right? That they've let him, reduce it to $175 million, and he has 10 more days now.
Yeah.
I mean, why does he?
Oh, are you serious? I haven't heard.
Yeah. But why does he? I don't understand. Nobody else gets these breaks, do they?
No. And T-Rex, I wanted to say, I listened to you on Bob Seska, so I just wanted to say hey.
Hey. Can you, Karen, can you confirm whether you have awards every year called the Chubbies?
We do not.
She can't get enough of this humor.
No, I have those every morning.
All right. Love you, Karen. All right. Bob Seska sent us an entirely different immature sound effect. We have the zip boing. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Bob has a different one because we've been sharing bodily fluid since. Is that it? Chub. There you go. All right. I like ours better.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 40.